The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Good afternoon and welcome to Family First with five-time author and top speaker Randy Rolfe. Your family may be facing a variety of issues that you'd like addressed. No two families in the world face identical problems, but Randy has seen almost all of the difficulties families today face, and she and her expert guests have the answers that you seek. Now, here is your host, Randy Rolfe.
Hello, I'm Randy Rolfe, your host for Family First, and I'm very excited about today's show. We're going to be talking about how more mothers are starting home-based businesses and what that can mean for the family. One of the biggest changes I've seen over the last few years, especially in all of the last 30 years, is that not only most fathers now, but also most mothers are in the job market. And that has huge impact on family life in America. Yet many two-earner families still struggle because of added expenses like childcare, lower pay for women workers, and stress on the family life. Also, there are more divorced and single moms, so they're the only support for their families. Organizations like Moms Rising are pushing for equal pay for equal work and paid maternity leave. We're only one of four countries in the whole world that don't pay maternity leave, and for flexible work hours. And many mothers are looking for job opportunities to work from home, such as telecommuting. But a third option is to start your own business at home. Women-owned home-based businesses have been the fastest growing segment of small business starts for at least 15, 20 years, and they have a higher success rate than other startups after a three-year mark. My guest today, Julie Tara, has been very successful with her own home-based business while raising her three wonderful children, and she's going to share important insights and tips about how and why home-based business can work for moms. Julie Tara is passionate about co-creating radiant health, wealth, and freedom with like-minded and like-hearted souls around the world. She's a dear friend of mine, too. Mother of three beautiful children, Julie has built a vibrant multi-million dollar business all from her home. As president of Quantum Leap International, Julie now helps empower people around the world to reclaim their wellness. Training in dance from a young age, Julie became a top professional ballet dancer in her native England, dancing with the Royal Ballet and the Royal Opera in London, and also with the Dutch National Ballet. She was also a lead performer with the largest circus in Mexico. Julie turned to natural healing after seeing her mother's long suffering, for which conventional medicine had no solutions. She soon became a sought-after speaker and writer and co-owned the Nova Institute Healing Arts Center in Colorado. Julie loves spirituality, nature, beauty, music, yoga, movement and dancing, her kids, of course, and helping other families achieve health and abundance. So welcome, Julie. I'm so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much. I'm absolutely thrilled to be with you, Randy.
Great. Now, Julie, you started out in a highly disciplined and structured field of professional ballet, and it seems a big change to become a home-based entrepreneur where you make all the decisions yourself and have a lot of freedom. So will you share something about that journey?
Well, it does seem like an odd shift, I have to agree. But I think one of the things that professional ballet taught me was self-motivation and self-discipline, and also about hard work. You know, I'm sure many people, saw the recent movie about ballet. It is incredibly hard work, but though very creative. And I think, I just learned a lot of those principles from when I was very young and those values. So, you know, I moved out of ballet at a fairly young age with an injury. I did then continue with some other types of dance, but then started in the healing field and went into that, and then, of course, started a family and was a full-time mom for 10 years with my children and loved that, but then needed to, you know, create something viable financially. So, yeah, it's an interesting shift over, but the healing was the kind of crux of it. Dancers are, you know, we're top athletes. We're rather like Arabian horses. We definitely do not want surgeries or drugs to help the body when it breaks down. So, you know, dancers more than many others will search for alternative natural remedies very, very quickly, and that's kind of one of the things that took me into the path of natural healing.
Oh, that's fascinating. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm intrigued by the dancing with the circus in Mexico. What kind of insights did that add to your wealth of experience?
Well, it was a fabulous experience. It was a very sort of high-class circus. The man who owned it was a multi-millionaire, where we had a thrust stage. We did not have a pit. But a couple of things that it taught me was, number one, flexibility. You never knew quite what was happening next, you know. So flexibility, schedules. We were always, you know, traveling from one place to the next every few days. People loved the circus in Mexico. Everybody came to the circus a lot more than they might go to the movies or something like that. But what I really learned was the teamwork. Teamwork is very important. In fact, it's critical in something like that. I would watch the men put up the tent early in the morning. You know, at 5 in the morning, they'd be putting up the huge, huge tent for us, like a big top. And, you know, you never see teamwork like you see it there. It really inspired me. And we all had to really work together under sometimes very difficult conditions, very, very hot conditions without air conditioning. And we worked extremely hard. But we were a family. You know, the circus is a family. And I loved that. We had acrobats from Poland. We had people with the elephants, you know, that we had the tigers, which I adored. We had all these different acts that we did, and I was a magician's assistant, so I got cut up into pieces and all kinds of interesting things like that on stage. So it was a great learning, and it broke me out of the very strict classical mode of ballet. You know, it really got me out of that and just more playful with my creative expression.
Oh, that's neat. So that was really a transition to make more flexible, getting into more teamwork and spirited family kind of approach from that high discipline of the dance training. And so that's sort of getting you ready to be your own boss. That's really neat.
Yes.
And it was your mother's difficult decline which convinced you to turn to safe, effective, and natural alternatives as a career. Can you tell us more about all that, how that happened?
Well, you know, I've reflected a lot on that. I think a lot of times we get very passionate about making change due to our own suffering. I think often the suffering of the heart is a huge catalyst for us to find our life work. And that was certainly true for me. My mother suffered dramatically from physical injury. She had a lot of surgeries. And then she started being plied with a lot of drugs. And, you know, what I saw was a very interesting substance abuse, really, you know. She gave her power over to doctors completely to sort of fix her. She became, you know, quite a victim in that kind of, in that whole thing. And what was ironic was my father was a medical doctor, and he couldn't seem to handle her, so he kind of left home when I was 11, and then she married another doctor, and he just supplied her with the drugs directly. And I just kept looking at this going, there's something really wrong with this picture. There's really, I couldn't have put the words addiction to it as a child or substance abuse, but clearly that's what was going on and was being misnamed. And then, you know, she started being told she had bipolar and then schizophrenia and all these things, and started having electric shock treatments, which it really changed her personality completely. And I feel like a lot of it was due to the drugs that she was being put on. She was treated like a lab rat and put on this and then that and then the other thing, and really was a sort of willing participant in that. So it was a very sobering experience for me. You know, I loved her more than anyone. I wanted to help her more than anyone, and I did not know what to do. I felt completely impotent in the whole situation. And then with my father leaving, of course, that was devastating also. and that he was a doctor but couldn't help her. You know, it just, I said, okay, there's got to be other ways to help the human body, mind, spirit, other than this way, you know, with surgeries and drugs.
Yeah, that's so moving. And you really took the initiative and the creativity to do something about it. You did dive into alternative health and taught yourself about it, and you got involved in teaching it when you came to the U.S. Can you tell us about that journey to your current enterprise, Quantum Leap International?
Well, certainly. I started studying natural healing and macrobiotics in London, England. That's where it began, and that's where I met my husband, whom I had the three children with, and moved to America after the stint in Mexico with the circus. So it was, you know, fascinating. And I'll tell you honestly, I think it came from fear, because I can remember my father saying, well, you might have mental illness too. And, you know, one day it might just happen to you. And I thought, I am not. I refuse that prognosis. And I told him so. I was like, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not taking that on. And I'm going to learn how to stay really healthy mentally and emotionally and physically so that that won't happen to me. And hopefully I can help others too. So, you know, some of it came from fear and the motivation to do things naturally. So here in America, we came to Colorado to start a healing center. My children, at that age, I think they were 3, 6, and 7 at that age, or something, somewhere in there. And, we started a huge healing center, the Nova Institute. It was a wonderful idea. It had a great vision to it, but we were tremendously undercapitalized. Our overhead was enormous. And we were aiming to draw people from all over the world to teach them natural ways to help themselves with their health. And after a couple of years, we just had to close the doors on that. We had a corporate bankruptcy. It was very, very sobering. And we, you know, I just felt so ashamed. You know, it was a huge failure, big vision, big failure. I mean, now I'm a little more, I have a different idea about failure. Like, I think it's really useful because it really teaches us where we go wrong and how to do better the next time. But anyway, it was pretty devastating, and so what happened is we moved back into Boulder. I started with two other businesses. I had an energy healing practice. I was working for a holistic health magazine as an advertising manager, both part-time, because my main focus was my children. And always that was the, you know, other than spirituality, that would be my number one focus. So I literally put out a prayer one day. I said, you know, I've got to find something whereby I can help heal this family situation. We were 3 months late in rent. I was very scared. I was worried we were going to be on the street. And I put out this prayer and said, show me what I'm meant to do. I know it's to do with healing, but I have got to make some money. And honestly, I wanted my husband to make the money. I didn't really want to go into that realm too much. I was scared of it. I wasn't sure how to make money as an English woman with a ballet career and a circus career in America. You know, it just didn't seem to add up to a whole lot. And being a full-time mom for 10 years as well. So, I was nervous about it and wanted him to do it, but I just realized one day, I woke up to the fact that, if we were going to be able to pay the rent, I was going to have to really step up to the plate and do something about it. And that's when I found the company that I've worked with ever since, for 16 years now.
Oh, that's what a story. And you can really identify with women that have these kinds of challenges. And when we come back from the commercial break, we'll talk about the business you're in now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
We're speaking again with Julie Tara, president of Quantum Leap International, and she's been sharing her wonderful story of moving from professional ballet to becoming an internationally known healer and starting her own home-based business in wellness. And she was just telling us how she's moved from the discipline and structure of dancing to the flexibility and freedom of having her own home-based business. And she learned so much along the way and has brought that to her home-based business. So we want to talk about so many women today are looking for a better way to earn a living, and they do want more economic independence. Marriage and family is not as secure as it used to be. And many want to make a more unique and more rewarding contribution to the world and want to have the resources to live the life of their dreams and to support their family, much as you were talking about for your family that brought you to look at something different. So what do you think are the most compelling reasons that you find that mothers choose to start a home-based business, Julie?
Well, I think it's a great question. You mentioned some really important points. I think one of the greatest reasons is not they do not want to have to choose between their children or work, you know, somewhere outside of the home or work. This idea of having a home-based business is much more of an and solution. It's I get to be with my kids and I have a home-based business. There's so much more flexibility in it that there's a lot less sacrifice. And, you know, we'll put our kids before anything. Mothers, we're like mother bears. You know, if our kids are endangered in any way, we're all over it. We're all about it. And we need more flexibility in this choice arena so that if one of our children may be sick with the flu one day, that we're able to tend to them and not be forced to have to go out to work somewhere and take, you know, leave that child with someone else or take that child to preschool or so forth. So I think the flexibility piece is massive. I think the financial autonomy piece is terribly important. I think that it's very important that women, you know, learn how to avoid dependency, whether on a husband or a boss or, you know, but really take matters into their own hand and create their own wealth and have more of that financial autonomy. And that is very linked to self-esteem. You know, one of the, and we all know this as moms, is one of the problems we have, even though we adore our children, is we can start to lose our sense of identity sometimes when we're full-time mothers. And so to rebuild self-esteem and reclaim other aspects of ourselves, you know, creating our own business and actually having some financial say in our lives is very, very validating and very important to mothers.
Absolutely. That makes so much sense. The autonomy and the freedom and not having to choose between your two important priorities, your finances, your career, and being there for your children, which comes first with moms I know. What advice can you give to a woman who doesn't feel that she can start work from home or has been disappointed by trying in the past to start something up?
Well, I think a lot of times we need to reevaluate what failure is from the past and to really understand that we do learn so much from the things that appear to not work out the way we thought they would. So there's a valuing of the experience itself and not just having the idea that, oh, I failed at such and such an enterprise prior. I also think it's really important to not let the past rule the future. The past is in the past. Let the dead bury the dead and move forward from the present moment on. Sometimes, you know, perhaps the work in the past was not really the best fit. And it's more about finding a really, really good fit, something you can be passionate about, something that you love, because that love and passion is going to fuel your success. So it's sort of, you know, really looking at the past, coming to terms with the past, and then coming to peace with the past, and then letting it go, and moving into the future. You know, that's so, so important for all of us. We beat ourselves down far more than anybody else. We would never let somebody else talk to us the way we talk to ourselves at times. So it's cutting ourselves some slack, understanding what didn't work, learning from it, and moving forward and expecting wonderful results in the future.
That's such powerful advice for moms who want to be their own boss and need to put the past behind them. Thank you. So how important is personal development when you are your own boss? You've already talked about some of that, of learning how to look forward instead of backward.
I think personal development is absolutely critical. I think that is at the core. You know, the better we become as human beings, the better we can create success in our lives and in the lives of others. I'm a huge believer in personal development. I love to learn. I always feel like I'm constantly learning. I identify with the learner much more than with the teacher position. There's so much that we don't know. There's so much we don't even know that we don't know. It's a realm to constantly move into. And so I love going and doing personal growth workshops, reading personal growth books, listening to CDs, all of that, and mentoring with people that are a lot more successful than myself so that I can glean wonderful things from their vantage point.
Very cool, and especially when you are your own boss, that's the way you create a community of growth, is to be reading and listening and going to workshops, so makes a lot of sense. How important, then, is motivation and discipline and accountability, those pieces that fit together in a business?
Oh, I think they are critical. Now, it's interesting the word motivation, because I think even more important than motivation is inspiration, is to find the places where do we get inspiration? How do we open up to being inspired? So inspiration is far more long-lasting and really sort of comes from the inside out. Motivation is wonderful. We need that. We all need that for sure. Discipline, self-discipline is crucial. We have to be able to understand what has to happen for our businesses to grow and to work and to thrive. And so we need to make sure that we're accountable to ourselves to do that. I personally don't like having to have people accountable to me for their work. I would much prefer they learn how to become accountable to themselves. And that's how I feel for myself. I am accountable to me, and then it's incumbent upon me to just really to plan my time well, use my time, utilize it really, really powerfully, and keep the main thing the main thing. You know, make sure that I'm doing the main thing that is going to create the success that I'm looking for.
That's so important when you are your own boss, to take action, to let inspiration come in, and to be accountable to yourself. You don't want to all of a sudden be back being told what to do by somebody, but you have to listen to yourself and stick with your plan. And in your teaching, Julie, you emphasize heart and oneness and healing. How does that fit with being a businesswoman? Did you find a challenge there?
You know, I really don't. I call myself a social entrepreneur, and I often joke with people and say, really, you know, I feel like I have no business being in business because my background was not business. However, I always had a vision of really creating a massive difference in the world. And what I truly feel is that when we come from the heart with our passion and our love, when we come from a place of real service, not paying lip service, but real true service to our fellow man, woman, and child, to our environment, to whatever we believe in and have a cause connected to, that the financial rewards do come as a reward. They come as a byproduct of our service and of our giving. A lot of people get into business looking to get, and it's a fundamental error. You get into the business to give of your love, to give of yourself, to give of your care, and, you know, the receiving will occur. It absolutely will occur. So it's just understanding that's how money happens. Money comes, you know, it's the spiritual abundance ever present on the planet. It comes through people, of course, but it comes as a byproduct of our service, our connection, and our compassion for our fellow human beings.
That's such an important paradigm, and it does contrast quite a bit to some of the prevailing thinking about what business is about, because we're used to, you know, people coming after us with things we maybe don't really need or want, but seeing business as a way of being of service, and the rewards come if you're giving true service. That's a beautiful and important core way of approaching it, especially when moms are, their lives are giving to their children, and it doesn't have to be a conflict to be in business.
Yeah.
Well-known economist Paul Zane Pilser said that information distribution is the new multi-billion dollar industry, and that wellness information is the most in demand in this information business, and it seems to be one of the fastest growing areas for home-based businesses. Why do you think that's the case, Julie, in 30 seconds or less?
Absolutely. Well, I think it's that, unfortunately, we're at a real crisis point, not only, you know, with the economy right now in the world, but with health. People have forgotten that health is a core value. Without our health, we can't do anything. And sickness is everywhere, partly because of really, you know, diets, chemicals in the food, EMF fields all around us that create sickness. People not exercising enough, you know, sitting at desks at computers all day long. Their lifestyle is just one that is not, you know, for many, is not creating the health that people need and deserve. Also, there's the baby boomers, of course, and they're a huge segment of the population, and they're all turning 50 and 55 and 60 years old, and they're starting to notice things breaking down for them physically and so forth. So also, I really think the current medical model is ineffective in a lot of ways. There's great effectiveness if you break your arm. You absolutely want to be there. I am so grateful for Western medicine. I wouldn't be alive without it. I had 3 cesarean sections. Thank goodness they were there to help me with that.
So, Julie, let's take a break, and we'll get back with that because I want to talk more about that medical model and how women who are already thinking of themselves as healers with their children can really make a difference. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? 5-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. to access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
The Total Education Network is the only network that airs shows 7 days a week on various stations. Please go to our website, www.totaltutor.org, for more information about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide educational news and tips for parents. The Total Education Network, the talk shop for parents, teachers, and administrators. That's www.totaltutor.org.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Hello, and we're speaking with Julie Tara, who's president of the Quantum Leap International, and we're talking about how more mothers are starting their own home-based businesses. And she started her business when she had three children and a history as a top professional ballet dancer in Europe and a healer in this country. And she was looking for a way to support her family and continue to do the healing work that she'd always done. So we were talking about why wellness and health information is an area that a lot of mothers are finding there's a great demand for home-based business. And we were just talking about how the medical model is not serving the population because they just can't deal with the degenerative conditions that are happening because of our environment.
Yes, so absolutely. I just think, I mean, as much as we are so thankful for Western medicine, there is so much more understanding that's being unearthed from very ancient times with the wisdom of acupuncture, reflexology, herbology, naturopathy. Women really resonate with this because, you know, it's sort of genetically imprinted upon us that when a child is sick, you know, we make a good soup for them, whether it's a matzo bowl soup or a, you know, whatever we learned as we were children and growing up with our mothers. So mothers really, really take to natural modalities for their children. They're not so keen to give them the drugs, you know, and as much as these are pushed through advertising and it's big business, you know, big pharma, mothers are a lot more sensitive because they do not want to be giving their children something that could be toxic or have a negative side effect. So that creates a real fertile ground for the area of wellness. And this is a big reason, you know, we brought in, I mean, we have led the way with La Leche League, with organic foods, you know, when the mothers get out there in force and say, this is how we're going to do it because our children's health is primary for us, you know, then we change the world that way.
That's so neat. And sometimes mothers feel like they're out there, they've got their placards, they're helping their kids with school and health, but they're afraid of that starting their own business. They say they're not good at promoting or selling or starting something from scratch. They don't feel they can do the business and financial side of it. How can you encourage them that they can be doing that kind of healing and taking action for their children and be doing a business?
I think it's a great question. I think it is very easy for us as mothers to lose confidence and to be nervous, and that's it. There's nothing wrong with being nervous. You know, that's natural for anyone. Anyone will tell you that. A performer who's performed a million times still gets nervous before they get on stage. So So there's a part of that that's healthy, and then if it's stopping you, then it becomes unhealthy, of course. And I think a lot of the answer is educating yourself, reading the books, understanding, you know, read about women who started their own businesses and how they did it and what inspired them, and find women business mentors, people who've actually done it. You know, there's a lot of life coaches out there, and I would just say if you're going to have a life coach, make sure that they're, you know, earning the kind of income that you want to be earning within a year. You know, make sure that they really have done what they're helping you to do. So I think the women business mentors is huge. Become part of a networking group or something. They're in all the cities and in all the towns. Listen to CDs, you know, talk to other mothers who've done it, and just start sort of being part of the community of female mothers in particular, business owners. And then you'll start to realize that, you know, we all have those fears. There's nothing wrong with having those fears, but how we've kind of come through them or moved through the challenges.
That's great to find models and mentors to build your own confidence that you can do it. And what about mothers who are already working out of the home and are afraid that they just can't find more time to switch? And can they start a home-based business while they're still working outside the home?
Well, I think they can. I think it depends on the business that they're, the work they're already doing and the kind of home-based business that they're looking to start. So that question is a little tricky because it does depend on kind of what's happening with those two issues. And also how many children at home and what, are there any special needs children and so forth like that. I think one of the key points is to ask the partner for support. To really, really ask for support and to just, I remember the issue about being overwhelmed. I remember saying once to someone, well, I feel quite overwhelmed. And they just said, well, don't be. And I said, well, what do you mean? And they said, well, just take a breath and take one step at a time. You know, be in the present moment and take one step at a time. And I never forgot that advice. I thought that is so wonderful because a lot of overwhelm happens in the mind. You know, we're thinking, oh, I've got to run here. I've got to take Susie to soccer. I've got to do this over here. I've got to get the veggies for dinner. I've got to, you know, call that person back about the business. And, you know, it's a lot in the mind. So if we just make a list, take it one step at a time. We're good at doing that, at making the list, you know, ticking them off. Just getting organized really, really helps with that overwhelm piece.
Oh, that makes so much sense. I know it makes all the difference in my world. When I feel completely overwhelmed, I just have to take half an hour and make some lists and just put it all in order and know that I will get to it when I have to. So that's brilliant. And also asking for support. Sometimes we think it's a sign of weakness to ask for support, but it's not. It's what we need to do.
Yeah, I think it's very important to be able to do that. And also with the children, you can involve the children in some aspects of your business, and you'll find they'll be quite delightful and also very smart. And also offer, you know, rewards for them. If they start rebelling, oh, you're always on the phone or this and that, you know, just make sure you're giving them the rewards. Yes, darling, but when we get this piece done here, you know what? We're going to go on holiday to Maui, you know, for a week. You know, offering rewards. Maybe it's dinner out at the Chinese restaurant. It doesn't have to be anything hugely fancy right off the bat. But, you know, they involve them and also remind them why you're doing this, that it's for all of you. It's for the family.
Exactly. I heard you describe your business as synthesizing the beauty of health science with the art of healing, modern discoveries. And how has owning your business given you the freedom to work with your own voice and
well, you know, I think finding your own voice, I know there was the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, and then The 8th Habit, and The 8th Habit was about finding your own voice and helping others find theirs. And I think for mothers to find their own voice and help others find theirs is so rewarding. It is so rewarding. And, you know, it takes time to develop your voice and I feel like I'm still absolutely developing my voice. What is it I really, really want to speak out to the world, you know? And how then to cultivate others' voices, helping mothers refine their voices if they felt a little like they may have lost it through being full-time mommies for a while or having to work for a corporation that didn't exemplify their own belief system or their own voice, you know. So I find that one of the greatest joys in the work that I do is learning how to find my own voice and helping other women particularly find theirs.
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
We're speaking with Julie Tara about all the mothers who are starting home-based businesses and some of the wonderful benefits of having the freedom to be with your children, to find your own voice, to make your own money and have some autonomy where you're not dependent. And Julie, you mentioned you had some really amazing statistics about women and business. Can you share some of them for us?
Well, I would love to, you know, just this is in a book called The Business of the 21st Century, and it is a business about network marketing specifically, and it just had some things that amazed me. One is just to know that the Direct Selling Association, 88% of all the 15 million people in the U.S. that get involved in network marketing are female, 88%, and it is a business where women totally excel. But the statistics that just shocked me, and I know some of these, for those of you listening, this may be a few years ahead for you. This may not be current right now, but be thinking ahead. 47% of women over the age of 50 are single. In other words, they are financially responsible for themselves. Women's retirement income is less than that of men because as the primary caretaker for the home, a woman is away from the workforce an average of 14.7 years as compared to 1.6 years for men. Add this fact to the lower salaries women still receive, and you have retirement benefits that are only about one quarter those of men. Women are expected to live an average of 7 to 10 years longer than men, which means they must provide for those extra years. However, married women who are baby boomers can expect to outlive their husbands by 15 to 20 years on average. Of the elderly living in poverty, 3 out of 4 are women. And approximately 7 out of 10 women will at some time live in poverty. Those are some statistics that are very, very sobering, and I just wanted to bring them up, not to scare you, but just to say we have to be thinking toward the future, and it is really critical that the women of today really need to learn how to build their own wealth and avoid the dependency of on a husband or a boss or anyone else for your financial future, to really think twice, because they may just not be there. So,
yeah. Those really are sobering numbers, and to think that it's a good thing that women are taking the time to raise the families for the future, but then earning so much less when they're going to be living longer and be single and dependent only on themselves and have children, and those are amazing statistics, and it's a worldwide issue, not just in America, that the women need to be independent and find a way to support themselves and speak in their own voice. Over 12 million women around the world have chosen network marketing, also called direct selling. And since your company, Quantum Leap International, works in partnership with one of the world's leading network marketing companies, what do you see as chief benefits of this particular type of business for mothers?
I think there's incredible amount of benefits involved here. I mean, the flexibility we spoke about. I think the cooperative way that we work together in network marketing is just fantastic for women. It's not competitive. It is cooperative. It is about teamwork and uplifting and helping others, coaching them, nurturing, supporting, them. And so those type of relationship, it really is a relationship business. That's why women excel at it. There's a couple of other things. Clearly, there is massive income potential in network marketing because you are leveraging time and compounding effort through building a network. I get paid today for things I did 16 years ago. It's remarkable. So, that piece is very, very important to understand that can lead you to your freedom. And also that there's no glass ceiling. I absolutely love that. I think the whole idea of the glass ceiling is ridiculous, and that women don't get paid as much as men in the workforce is absolutely outrageous, and it's time for it to change. And in network marketing, so long as you get the job done along with everybody else, women can make as much or more money than any man. And I think it's just time for that. Here we are, 2011. It is time for women to excel, for mothers to blossom fully in all areas of their life, including their financial peace and their social activism in the world.
Yes, that's such important information. And I was doing research for this call and found that not only do women earn 70 to 75% of what men earn, but mothers even less. When they have a job, they're paid even less, around 60% on average of what a man would earn for the same work in the same job, just because whoever's employing them knows they desperately need the work and doesn't think they're a real serious worker and can get away with paying them less. So it's truly a disaster for mothers if they aren't owning their own business, setting their own hours, and being paid appropriately for what they're actually producing rather than the time put in or what the boss thinks it's worth.
Absolutely. It's absolutely outrageous to hear that the most important job in the world is bringing up our children. They're the future generations, and for them to be penalized for choosing to be mothers, it's absolutely outrageous, and it's time for a big, big change.
Yes, and mothers, I mean, who could be more motivated to get the job done as efficiently as possible than a mother? So moving on, what do you think is like the key ingredient to your success in building your worldwide network?
Well, I think the key was that, I really did feel this was an answer to an impassioned prayer, if you will, to the universe, to the spirit, to God, that, show me the way, and I felt this was the answer. So I felt very strong in my own faith, and I have a lot of passion for the subject matters that we're speaking about here. I have a lot of passion. about helping people get off drugs and get healthy in natural ways and help mothers and help women to thrive and have us all, you know, redistribute the wealth around the planet. It's high time that happened. So network marketing is a gorgeous way for the redistribution of wealth to occur and for women to really excel. So I think it's my passion for so many of the aspects of what I do. People know that I mean what I say and that I have total belief in what I'm speaking to and all of. And so that's, you know, it's exciting to be around people that are passionate and that are on a real cause. You know, they're on their life purpose, they're doing their work, and it's very attractive. We all want to be around people like that, and me included. And so, I think that's a key piece. Also, initially, I saw the vision of a global enterprise. I saw that I really wanted to help the world at large and help many people in many countries. And so, I had the vision of a global business before I had even borrowed the money that I did borrow from family and friends to start the business up. You know, I had no credit cards. I was bankrupt, but I borrowed money and I started up. But I had a vision of a global, making a global difference with the technologies that I work with and creating a real success that way.
That's so important that for the mother who's starting a business to not limit her vision, to dream her dreams big so that the passion will be there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what would be the most important factors for a mom to consider if she's deciding about a network marketing company? She may have friends who are asking her to get involved. What should she look for, Julie?
Well, I think it's rather like falling in love. You know, it has to sing to you. It's got to really, you've got to be able to really feel it and not just have it be a logical, you know, just a kind of logical good idea. It's got to be something that really stirs your heart, just like when you fall in love with someone. So I think that is first and foremost, that you just go, yes, I don't know why, but there's a real yes about this. So that's the primary thing, and it's an intuitive yes. And then you want to back that up with obviously you want, you know, to know that the company is strong and viable, that it has a track record of success, that the market penetration is not flooded the market, that you have unique products and technologies that nobody else has but everybody needs and wants. That's a dream come true. You want a wonderful compensation plan that pays you highly for your hard work and your focus and your love of humanity. And you definitely want support. You do want a team of people where you know you can have the support, that you can really come close to that fire of support of other people that have been highly successful and that they are going to help lift you up and help you to win. In this beautiful, beautiful global game of network marketing. It is the best game I have ever, ever found because everybody can win in it. There are no losers. It's a win-win game.
Very, very exciting. So being so successful and having been struggling financially, how has that affected you personally to be in abundance and be rewarded for the work you're doing to help others? And being rewarded generously. I mean, you don't have financial issues anymore. How does that affect you personally, Julie?
Well, I think the word that just comes to my mind in this very moment is the word liberation. It's really, I truly believe we're at a time, we're at the dawn of a very wonderful, a whole new sort of time and age, and it's a time of celebration. And so to have these issues of do I have enough money to pay the rent be alleviated, and to have your physical well-being really strong and your emotional well-being, it allows you to really celebrate with others in the world. I can travel around the world. I can work with people that I want to work with and just choose my schedule. I can go visit my children. They live all around the world now, and I can go visit with them. They can come visit with me. It's just beautiful. My daughter, when she was here recently, said to me, "Mom, you just live a luxurious life."
Julie, I think we're coming up on the end of the show, but how can people learn more about your work?
Well, you can go to www.niken.com/JulieTara, JulieTara. You can contact me by email at quantumleap, intl@aol.com. And I'd be happy to help you in any way I can.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and insights about mothers owning their own businesses. Thanks so much, Julie.
You are so welcome. Many blessings to all of you.
We hope you've enjoyed Family First. Please tune in to our program every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, to join your host, Randy Rolfe, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The weekend is here. Enjoy it with your family. And we hope to see you here next week.